The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today.
Showtime. The right way to start your day. This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
But then what about when the plane closes the door? Are you standing up and telling the flight attendants? Are you saying, hey, my wife's not on yet? Or are you just going, sucks to be you?
Welcome to Marathon. May I help you?
Yes. You can start by wiping that smile off your rosy cheeks. Then you can give me a automobile.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
But you got the four calls. Four calls is enough. Look, I'm sorry.
This is 100% on the wife. Like, yes. You can't, once you get, like, you know how much time you have. If you are somebody who absolutely needs your Starbucks, you understand how fast or slow that line is going to move. So you should be able to, once you see the line, gauge if you have enough
weather. I really don't care for the way you're speaking to me.
And I really don't care for the way your company left me in the middle of nowhere with keys to a car that isn't there.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Offices One Call That's All Studios at The Avenue with Gabe Neitzel and Mark Chamora. Here's Jen Latta.
She wants to ride it, she's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever, she's too excited. Her man look like he wanna fight. He ain't doing nothing but run.
All right, Chew, don't get all hacked off, okay?
Yeah.
Don't get all ticked off. I got a package.
I already wore the thong and I'm not wearing it again. And that package looks very large for
That's
a thong.
Not.
I don't know. It looks very familiar.
Somebody sent me a package. And the last time someone sent me a package that wasn't the thongs, which good on you for fulfilling that bet, you got all mad because I got something from the Milwaukee Bucks and you and Gabe did not.
Well, but then again, you keep doing things with the Bucks. It just pissed me off. You ate the Bucks chocolate that came with, and guess what happens? Oh, they lose in the in-season tournament. Then we get to the end of the All-Star break, and Jen's like, ooh, maybe I should bet on the Memphis Grizzlies, and then you do that.
Plus 600. What does it matter? It's a regular season game. I was right. They lost.
Hold on.
So hey, you hate the Bucks. That's my problem.
I don't hate the Bucks. I'm opportunistic.
You will open a package not knowing who it's from?
Well, I did yesterday when it arrived and Joshy handed it to me. What did I say to you, Joshy?
Don't remember, going to be honest.
I said, I don't open packages from people I don't know.
Oh.
There's enough of a little pocket of the internet, pocket of Twitter, that doesn't like me. So you never know if one of those crackpots is going to send me something. You know,
join the club.
Are we assuming you're getting anthrax?
Yes, something like that. Yeah, exactly. Or a severed head like Wayne's World. No, look at what they sent me, you guys. You ready for this reveal, Chew? You ready for this?
What is it?
Toothbrushes.
It's all of the toothbrushes, Chewy. If you're watching right now on the YouTube feed, you're seeing this is an enormous bag of blue toothbrushes.
Holy cow.
I mean, it's a lifetime supply.
Lifetime supply. I guess the point is I'll never have to use a tampon as a substitute toothbrush.
Well, again, you're going to put that in your bag, and then who knows where it ends up.
Well, what should I do with this? That's what I want to ask you guys. So
just
there
leave
are
it there.
There's 100 toothbrushes here.
I have to be.
I don't know who it's from, so if somebody out there is listening this morning and wants to let us know that they were, in fact, the generous, you know, giver of the toothbrushes, I'd be happy to thank you this morning. But what do I do with these? Should I leave? So, like, let's say I take 5 of them, throw them in my Mary Poppins bag.
Yeah.
What do I do with the other ones?
Do what I do with my readers.
Leave them everywhere?
That's exactly
room,
what I was going to say.
In the living
just
room?
Leave them lying around.
Yeah.
Put a couple in the car.
I think you just think, place them in convenient places.
Great idea here. Great idea.
Uh-oh.
Let's trademark it. Why don't they make toothbrushes that already have the toothpaste in them?
They do have those little...
Yeah.
Isn't that a great idea?
They do have those little wisps.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Yeah, Josh.
I know what you're talking about.
They're the little toothbrush in the middle. They've got a tiny little ball. You bite the ball.
From my understanding, you don't want it to.
No.
That's uncomfortable.
Teeth are bad.
Hey. Yeah.
Yeah, we don't like that.
Hey, some people.
Yeah, sickos.
Not going to name names. That one guy in college. No, you bite the ball explodes.
Yep. Typically.
Okay. Yeah. So far. Yep. And inside the ball is a little bit of toothpaste. And then you can go ahead and...
Then brush your teeth.
Yeah. So, Chewy, that idea is already out there. Do you want some toothbrushes? Do you want to throw a couple in your backpack?
No, I'm
just
good.
Just leave a couple by me. I'll be there Monday.
I'll throw a couple on your desk.
I'll take a few.
Yeah, I'll throw some to Josh. What about in the bathroom here at the avenue?
Oh, those
will
be gone
Street
by the
Market.
End of the day.
What? Well, no, they're for emergencies only.
Those will be gone by the end of the day.
are people there like locusts? Locus. Anything free, it's gone.
Yes.
They're grabbing.
Yeah,
locusts.
Very much.
What is this? The plagues? What are we in the Bible?
Yeah. If there's anything that's available to be taken, eaten, anything in a communal space that you leave out there, people are just going to take.
Wait, what do these say, Gabe? I didn't even read them. Look at what do they say?
Pre-pasted toothbrushes.
No.
All right, Chew, you're too late.
Whoa.
Somebody
didn't even read
really?
It. Put it over there, went to look at it. Pre-pasted toothbrushes. 100 count.
Okay, I'm going to need you to test it.
Test it?
Yeah. Right
yeah.
Now.
Yeah, okay.
Right now?
Yep.
Yeah.
No, you need water.
Yeah, you need water.
I got water. I'll stick it in my water cup. Right?
Yeah.
You need me more than five because I need some for my car.
I just spit everywhere.
That's the other thing. Like, you need a place. No, you can't do that. Yeah.
Gabe, what do you mean?
Wait, where's she going to spit? On the floor?
You swallow it.
There's three of us here. We can carry the show.
I mean, we already talk about biting balls. Might as well talk about swallowing.
You gave it a little dip, tap it out.
Minty?
Oh, yeah. Oh, this crushes.
What a great idea.
Are the bristles soft, medium, firm?
Medium.
Okay.
Decent.
Are you getting like an actual mouthful of toothpaste?
I'm getting a lather going, yeah.
Yeah, nice lather.
Yeah, wow. This is perfect.
All right.
Wow.
Okay. Who sent us these? Who sent me these?
What a great idea.
There's no name. There's no return. This is an issue that I actually have with Amazon now that we're talking about this. You ever try to send somebody something and there's no option for a gift receipt or a note to say who it's from? For instance, when we did our Secret Santa here at Good Karma Brands, we did it across the company.
Yep.
So it wasn't just people here in Milwaukee exchanging names and giving gifts. And I had a young lady in, I want to say, well, I was going to say Texas, but we don't have a place in Texas. Either way, she was a Texas fan.
Okay.
So I sent her some Texas gear, but it didn't give me the option of saying from your Secret Santa or even from Jen Latta. There was no option. So I sent it, and I was like, well, fingers crossed that she'll figure it out. Never heard from her, so I'm guessing that she didn't. The point is, Amazon doesn't always give you the option of putting who it's from. Now, maybe in this case, you guys, they didn't want us to know who it was.
They wanted
from.
To remain anonymous.
But why? Such a wonderful gift, such a thoughtful gift, such a I listen every morning gift.
I mean, again, gift giving isn't always about getting the credit. It's just about giving the gift and being helpful.
Everyone wants a little credit.
No, it's the same thing as, you know, like if you're donating to a charity.
Yeah.
Like it's not like, oh, hey, look how much money I donated.
Well, I always donate under an alias. So someday someone will figure out what my alias is for donating to the charity and they'll be like, whoa.
You could
but
just
until
do
then,
anonymous a lot of times.
I like the alias.
I'll just pretend she's somebody else for the 30 seconds while the donation's going through.
Right. But that way, those people that hate me on the internet can also say, see, she never donates to charity. And someday it'll be like, wait a minute.
Isn't there a Seinfeld episode where, is it George and tipping? He wants his tip to be seen.
Yes.
Because everyone wants the credit for the work that they did.
Yeah, so
I stand
was,
by that.
He was then caught taking the tip back out of the jar.
Put it back
so he could try to show you could see it. But then they saw him taking it out and got banned from the place.
Wait, is that how you would tip? Like when there's a tip jar sitting on the counter, do you want to make sure that the person sees you?
It depends. If it's like a coffee shop and it's a buck and their back's turned, like that doesn't matter to me. But my move that I do at every, especially open bar wedding, is you walk up to the guy right when you get there, or girl working at the bar.
Throw a 20 in?
Throw a 20, 40, however, and you go, let them know that this is for all you guys. I'm going to be coming back here a lot.
Okay, I like that.
Yeah, because then your service is great.
Yes.
Afterwards.
Because they look at you and go, look, this guy gave us money right out the bat. Because a lot of times at weddings and stuff, people just don't tip at all because there's no... You're not closing any tab.
And also, I don't have cash on me a lot of times. Chew, I want your reaction to what Gabe said about wanting the credit. Are you a want the credit guy?
No, I don't need the credit.
Seriously? What about with your wife? If you do something around the house or you do something that you know she wanted you to do, are you like my husband where you leave the bottle of the spray on the counter so that I know when I came back?
I just forgot to put that one away.
That he cleaned the counters or the stoves. You know what I'm saying?
No, it's understood in my house. Because I do all the cleaning. I'm kind of a clean freak.
Uh-huh.
Although I did have my Amazon privileges taken away again.
Again?
It wasn't my fault.
So we know, Chewy didn't send the toothbrushes.
Yeah. Totally not my fault.
Well, what did you... Okay, so...
All right, here's the deal.
Just to recap, previously, you've had your Amazon privileges taken away because you ordered two pairs of the same shoe accidentally. So you wanted to order one pair of shoes, ordered two, both arrived at the house. Amazon privileges were stricken for like a month.
Okay, so I don't think I deserve to have my privileges taken away this time. So down here, people have underwater lights to attract fish, right?
Okay.
Some are green, some are blue. They look pretty cool outside of your pier, you know? And when me and Angie have a glass of wine on the back patio or whatever, she's like, God, don't those lights look cool? And I'm like, yeah, super cool. So we were at the dive bar that I've seen, showed you guys pictures of.
Yep.
And my buddy, who's a big fisherman here, and I'm like, ah, my wife loves those underwater lights. And he has them. He's like, well, why don't you just order one now from Amazon? And I said, Ange, you love those underwater lights. Can I order one? My buddy, the fisherman, Tim, is right here. She's like, yeah, sure.
So you guys are at the dive bar. There is alcohol involved.
Yes, of course.
Okay.
But she said yes.
Okay.
So we order it, She's a stalker because she's always checking what everyone orders on Amazon. And my daughter at Ohio State, far more abusive than me. No limit. No nothing.
Okay.
Well, the light was $600.
Well, I mean,
she lost her mind. And I'm like, wait a minute. You said yes, and he ordered it. What do I have to do with it? I just said they look cool. So, of course, she can't yell at my buddy, so she yells at me. Privileges suspended for a week.
Wait, well, you bought something without knowing, or you, I'm sorry, scratch that. You approved the purchase of something without knowing how much it cost?
There was alcohol involved. So to answer your question,
pause says yes. All I need to know.
Well, so yes. let me ask you this, Chu, because didn't she buy some like big expensive art, like a fake palm tree or something?
Yes, at the fair.
And that was super expensive.
Yes.
Like, what are you going to get more enjoyment out of, the $600 light or the more expensive fake palm tree?
I would say it's a push.
All right. I think you're coming out ahead here.
So do I have an argument?
But it sounds to me like she just wanted to take away your privileges and just needed an excuse to do so.
I will say this, though. Even I was like, $600? What are they, flipping crazy? Just a light bulb in a cord.
Well, yeah, it's waterproof. You know, again, water, electricity, that whole thing doesn't necessarily mix.
Let's take it up a notch, buddy.
If there's anything I don't think you should cut corners on, it's putting electricity underwater for months on end.
Yeah, but Gabe, there's GFIs, right?
I mean, I don't know if there's GFIs in your channel.
I don't know what a GFI is.
It's a type outlet.
GFI?
They're waterproof.
Godforsaken instrument. Is it a godforsaken instrument?
That's what Angie thought it meant, and that's why Chewy lost his privileges.
Again, sounds to me like she just was waiting for you to do something to take the privileges away, and then you gave her a perfect explanation for it.
I do want logistically to ask a further question, Chewy. You've been banned for a week, but I imagine you still have the login on your phone?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
So what would happen if you decided to go rogue and order after your ban?
No sex.
Reddit.
Is that the top consequence?
Oh,
why do you think we
without
clean,
doubt.
Jen? Why do you think we cook?
Wait, are you saying why do you think we contribute at all in the relationship?
Yeah.
Why are we productive at all?
Why do you think Chewy's a clean freak?
Yes.
So is there any other consequence that is even remotely close?
No. No.
You said that so fast.
Well, I mean, it was a simple question, quite a simple answer.
Wait, do you think that women are withholding sex until you do the things you're supposed to do?
Sometimes.
There's a part, yeah.
You would be 1,000,000% correct.
I mean, why do you guys get so annoyed when we lay on the couch and put our hands down our pants?
It's a damn good question.
Not. Why does that bother you guys so much?
Do you have a camera in my house or what? How do you know what Dario does all the time?
Sometimes you gotta check they're still there.
Yeah.
Make sure
well, especially when you're married.
Yeah. Two? We don't even know why we do it.
Yeah, I've fallen victim to why. What are you doing? You're like, I don't know. Didn't know yeah, I was doing
exactly.
it.
Exactly. My dad did it, so I guess I'm supposed to.
How just out of curiosity, if you walked into the room and saw your wife doing the exact same thing, if you saw her laying on the couch with her hand down her pants, yep. just like feeling around down there.
Probably go to the bathroom for an extended amount of time.
It seems like a bit of a double standard, buddy. The old one's good for the goose, not good for the gander.
How did we get here?
You. That's how we
got
here.
I know it was me, but how?
Well, we started.
Oh, yeah. that privileges.
Would,
yes,
she would
take
withhold
it away. The punishment.
Sex, yes,
I got
exactly,
you. I got
if you,
you
didn't got do got what you were supposed to do. All right, we got a very busy show today. We do have Adam Schefter in the first hour of the show. What are you doing over there?
Josh,
I'm setting them up.
Oh,
doesn't matter what age you are. Low testosterone can be an issue with any guy,
oh,
Jen.
I get it.
Mentality, a local healthcare facility specifically dedicated to helping men feel and perform at their very best. Look, you could be dealing with low testosterone and not even know it. You tired, groggy, just don't really feel like yourself, don't have that energy that you had a year or two ago. That could be low testosterone. Easy to figure out if it is. You work with Mentality. Go to lowtusa.com. That's their website. You book an appointment, go through their process, which ends in a blood panel. Within a week, you get your results back. If your testosterone levels are low, you can then start working with Mentality. And it's a customized solution just for you. It's not one size fits all, nothing like that. They worked specifically to make sure with their treatment that your testosterone levels are where they should be for you. So go to lowtusa.com. Mentality allows treatment to fit into every guy's lifestyle. Learn more about Mentality and their low testosterone treatments. lowtusa.com.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
There's a lot of sodas now that are prebiotic sodas.
They
as
don't
well.
Work. They're called poop.
No,
they're really called poop, I think. You buy them on Amazon.
I thought you were going to stop talking.
You got a lot of brust in you. You know that?
On 94.5 ESPN. She's in my mind when she's not right there beside me.
Yesterday in the NFL, especially if you're one of these people who are tracking what the Green Bay Packers are going to do over the next few weeks-ish, months-ish in accumulating talent. So we now know that Xavier McKinney is a free agent at the safety position. And I saw a lot of people before this was even a reality who thought he would be a really good fit for what Jeff Hafley has said he wants to do with his new defense in the new scheme. So I guess the first question I want to ask you guys is, when you heard that Xavier McKinney was now a free agent, did you immediately go get that guy?
Not for $13 million a year.
Yeah, he's probably going to get somewhere between 12, 13. Pro Football Focus projects him at 4 years, 13 and a half average, guaranteed 30 of it.
How close is that to the top of the safety?
Not even close.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Derwin James makes 19.1 a year. Minkah Fitzpatrick, 18.4. The tag number for Antoine Winfield Jr., who we got that yesterday, 17.1. Jesse Bates, 16. Harrison Smith, 16.
Okay. So that's the issue, Chu, is you can't fight the market.
No,
like, the market
but
dictates what you got to pay for these types of guys. But you think it's too high.
Well, this is what made me very suspect. Not the franchise tag, but the fact that they didn't transition tag him, because they can always let him go. With no harm, no foul. And they didn't even do that.
It's what New England did with their safety.
No, but I looked, and he does have a little bit of an injury problem. He misses a lot of games.
But he's only 24 years old.
So four seasons, Chew. He's played the full allotment twice. Broke his foot his rookie year, so he missed some time for that, and then had a freak ATV accident where he broke his hand, and that cost him a bunch of games in 2022. So those are the two injuries. That's it. Those are the two injuries. It's like, I would be more concerned, Chu, if it was like a Christian Watson type
hamstring.
Oh, man, he's just
recurring.
Missing so many games with a hamstring. He keeps injuring his hamstring. Like, bone breaks, to me, I feel like are easier to get over than the soft tissue stuff.
Okay.
Would you agree with that?
I would agree, but why did New York let him go?
I think that team's in a transition here. Rich Eisen reported that they're desperate to get out of Daniel Jones after only 1 year. They're letting Saquon Barkley go. I thought the same thing, but that team's in upheaval right now.
Okay.
I mean, he's a former SEC safety. You know, you like that he had that high level of competition in the college game. By all accounts, he's one of the top rated safeties, certainly that are out there in the free agent market right now. But Chu, it sounds like you're just not willing to pay for it. So then are you willing to take your chances in the draft? At least in this situation, and I love that he's 24 years old. To me, that feels like a baby the position.
That's the guy Packers look for.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, this is a really good fit if you can wrap your brain around how much it's going to cost you to go out and actually spend money in free agency, which is obviously something the Packers do not do very often, Gabe.
Well, in safeties like this don't hit the market all that often. Where we've had this conversation of when you have a good one, you hold on to it. So it makes me wonder if this is the guy that's going to get all the attention, and maybe it costs you even more than the 12 to 13. If you get in a bidding war with somebody else, maybe that number gets bumped up to 14. They've got some holes, Chu. I don't think they're going to open. I think they can with all the different things that people have put out there. They can open up to $60 million of cap space. Now, they don't want to do that because that pushes money off to the future. Basically, you're going to be able to free up $20 million with releasing David Bakhtiari and then whatever money you save in an Aaron Jones restructure. So that's the type of money you've got to spend. If you spend $14 million on a safety, I mean, you're going to be able to add minimal guys here and there. Would you rather take a big swing with one guy or try to add two marginal guys that maybe add up to the $14 or $15 million?
Well, the fact that he's not one of the top paid safeties in the league, I guess I just don't know why they let him go. Because this is how... what the hell's going on here? You know, you rank positions, right? You rank positions.
Yep.
And safety is kind of farther down the list, right? Obviously, quarterback one, cornerbacks two, receiver three, D-line four. I would even say in today's NFL, tight end five. And then safety, and then you go fullback. Maybe left tackle is ahead of that.
And I'm sure that list that you just rattled off, Chu, is relevant like on a blank slate. But the Packers are set at several of those positions, or set-ish.
Yeah.
If Halfley is coming in, and he has already articulated that safety is a priority in the defense he wants to run, doesn't that move it up the list?
Doesn't that move it
to a higher priority? Which is why there's been so much attention on that. Look, I said to the guys this morning, we've talked a lot about safety on the show over the last few weeks. We haven't talked a lot about linebacker, and it feels like that's something that they need to at least focus some attention on this offseason as well. We'll get to that as the show rolls on. But right now, it feels like safety is the priority on that defense. I guess you could convince yourself maybe they also need to address cornerback as well. But it feels to me like safety is right now number one glaring issue, the thing they have to focus on the most. So yesterday when McKinney went on the open market, there were an awful lot of people trying to put one and one together to make two.
Yeah, but how high would you go to pay him? Because I'm sure there's going to be other bidders. 15? Does it matter? Let me ask you that. Does it matter?
If you pay 15 versus 13?
Because let me tell you what I was thinking, okay? Because I read stuff today that the Packers potentially could be interested in Saquon.
Okay.
Which would be another big contract, and he's young as well.
Mm-hmm.
So would you pay Aaron Jones $12 million or Saquon $14? I know the contract is going to be much longer, but you're set at running back, and this is an offensive-driven league. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean,
you
look,
can only put your money in so many places, yeah. though, because don't forget, they got to sign Jordan Love. And, Gabe, you say, yeah, it's going to be fine, cap, but you've got to look two or three years down the road and see how that's going to affect your cap.
Oh, 100% sure. But that's what I'm saying. Like, you can only sign one of these guys, right? Like,
I agree, yeah.
It's going to be one big-name free agent, whether that's linebacker, whether that's safety, whether that's they surprise everybody and go running back. But you could probably only sign one big-name guy.
So we got to take a break to get to Adam Schefter. But, Chu, let me ask you this very quickly.
Yeah.
You're going to spend 13, whatever it is. You said it was $13 million, right? It was the range for McKinney. Let's say you're going to spend $13 million in free agency. Where would you prefer to spend it? Those three positions. Let's go safety, linebacker, running back.
If you can get him at $13 million, and I sleep 8 hours a night, that's fine, but I'm only going to sleep six because I still have it. Why did the Giants let him go? And I don't believe it's for cap reasons, because you always try to keep your young, drafted, good players. That's just in the back of my mind.
The two things I saw quickly before we go here is Andrew Thomas, their left tackle, is also a guy they need to pay, as long with Dexter Lawrence. So they prioritized their defensive line and offensive line, which makes sense to me.
Yeah, but you're not bringing Barkley back, so it doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, I think that relationship's just fractured.
Okay.
I guess is the next domino to fall the old David Bakhtiari thing? Like, once they clear the David Bakhtiari thing, then they get more money to spend, but they haven't done it yet, so right now they're kind of sitting there in a little bit of a budget crunch. It's interesting. We'll continue talking about it this morning. Your reaction, 800-990-3776. Is McKinney the guy you want? Look, there's some other names out there. I saw Jordan Fuller. I saw Geno. I always want to say Geno Smith. Is Geno Smith?
Stone.
I always want to say Geno Smith.
I mean, if you wanted to sign Geno Smith to play safety, I mean,
I don't know how that would go. Geno Stone. Thank you very much. That was another name that was out there. So there are options. It just felt like a young guy like this who's had success in the league would be a good guy for the Packers to go out and get. We got to take a break. We got to get to Adam Schefter. He's coming up next on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Everyone's go-to source for all NFL news.
Adam Schefter teased some big breaking news. Adam, you've told us about it. What do we got?
Adam's on the phone.
Adam, we have some more news.
Adam, yeah, you got more news? What do you got?
They're going with another move.
And he was the man who knows all, Adam Schefter.
And we're going to get right to some breaking news here that just came down. This tweet from Adam Schefter.
It's ESPN NFL insider Adam Schefter.
The Bears look dead. The Vikings look dead. And so the division comes down to Detroit and Green Bay.
Adam Schefter on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy is presented by Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference. Also sponsored by Island Resort and Casino.
Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin's ASAP clinic is available in Brookfield, Maguanago, and Pewaukee. You know, last week my husband hurt his foot in a pickup basketball game. Said, I think I'm going to go over to the Ortho ASAP clinic in Brookfield. He did on Monday. They took a look at it, told him what he needed to do to get it better, and he is on the road to recovery. And the same can be true for you. Whether you've got a strain or a sprain, a fracture, a laceration, a dislocation, or something else, go to Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin's ASAP clinic because, guys, it is faster, it is easier, it is less expensive than going to the ER or to urgent care. They offer physical therapy on site, MRI on site, outpatient surgical procedures on site. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin, there is a difference. Always a pleasure to hang out with Adam Schefter on Wednesday here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Adam, we were just talking about Xavier McKinney and how now that he's a free agent, a lot of Packers are salivating, licking their lips, hoping that they make that connection. What is the likelihood that the Packers actually do go out and make a splash? And do you think that Xavier McKinney could be a Packer going forward?
Well, Xavier McKinney is a guy who's 24 years old. And when you get to be 24 years old and hit free agency at a young age without any tags, you are in a position to get paid a handsome deal. Now, I don't know whether Green Bay is going to want to dole out what it would take to bring in a player of his caliber, because the Giants deliberated long and hard yesterday about whether or not to put a tag on him. Ultimately, in the end, they decided not to put a tag on him. I think that they're still hoping to try to bring him back to New York. We'll see whether they can get that done. But, you know, the fact of the matter is with all these players and all these deals, you know, they're almost always going to follow the money. And the team that comes the strongest makes you feel the most appreciated. The team that makes you feel the most appreciated usually is offering the most money. And if that happens to be Green Bay, I'm sure that Green Bay would be in the thick of it. And I certainly know New York will be interested in bringing him back.
Adam, are the Giants going to dump Daniel Jones?
I don't believe that. I think that they're planning on having him back. I mean, if you're talking this season, no. Long term, well, that's still to be determined, right? He's got to go play well again to see if he can make it happen. But right now, there has been chatter about them having mixed feelings on him, whether they would do something in the draft. Here's what I always love about the draft. You know, they can say whatever they want. Daniel's our quarterback. We still believe in it. And then if they go and trade up for a quarterback on draft day, well, they just told you what they think. So, you know, we'll find out here exactly what they think. Do they make a play in free agency for quarterback? I don't think so. Do they trade? I don't think so. Could they be in play for a quarterback at 6 in the draft or move up? Possible. We'll see. But we're going to find out here in the next 6 or so weeks. 50 days, I guess. 50 days, because the NFL draft is 50 days from today, exactly how they feel about Daniel Jones.
Adam, with free agency opening in a week here, do you think teams are actually going to be spending the money that they just got in the biggest bump in salary cap history, or are they going to hold on to some of that and pay some past charges since so many teams have been over the cap and maybe try to get cap healthy?
Well, I think it's a little bit of everything, right? If you knew that your weekly allowance was $100 and all of a sudden somebody gave you $125, like, how would you do that? Everybody would use the extra $25 differently. Some will use it on an extension. Some might use it to cover past expenses. Some might use it to help, you know, pay off debt that you've incurred, i.e., you know, bills that go over the cap. Some, I mean, everybody's going to be different. So I don't think there's a one size fits all here. But I can tell you that all the teams are happy to have that space, and now they get to see how they use it.
What's going to happen with Saquon Barkley? Ever since the Packers were rumored to be kicking the tires on Jonathan Taylor last season, I guess it was headed into last season, maybe last season, Packers fans have been wondering how they're going to build up that position. Where do you think Saquon Barkley ends up?
Not New York would be my guess, because I think the two sides have been through so much, and I think that if New York saw the value in him, they would have just tagged him at $12 million. Yes, it's more than a running back would get, but you say we're locking in our guy, keeping him in place, owner loves him, let's make sure he doesn't get anywhere. And I think when you don't put the tag on him and you allow him to go talk to, let's just say, Philadelphia, Dallas, Chicago, maybe Green Bay, who knows? You're inviting one of these teams to make an offer. What's interesting here, Jen, about the running backs is we've never, ever had a running back free agent class this good, this deep. At a time where the draft is considered to be deep in talent as well. And so I think a couple of these running backs will get decent money, but I don't know that any running back's going to get exactly what he wants. And certainly with the number of them out there, it's not great for running backs themselves, but it's great for teams who are in the running back market. So if Green Bay decides, okay, Wilson's not a good enough backup, we want another running back to complement Aaron Jones, this would be a great year to go get one of those guys, or you could just go draft one. Because inevitably, I believe there'll be some running backs sitting out there right around the time of the draft that will wind up signing one-year deals with a low number, and they'll try to have a good year, put themselves in a good situation so they can hit the market again next year when they'll have a chance, they hope, to make more money. This, to me, will not be the year for a running back to cash in and land the type of deal that he wants. Now, if somebody does it, God bless them, more power to them. I hope they can. It's just that when you've so many running backs, and it's all about supply and demand, and the supply of running backs is long and the demand is not, it's going to be tough for everybody to get the money they want.
All right, Adam, a couple questions here.
Yeah.
I'm hearing rumblings that the league wants to go to 18 games. Now, The next CBA isn't until 2030. Do they have to wait for that, or can there be an amendment? And with that, what are the players? I mean, that's a pretty big want. What are the players going to want in return for that extra game?
Well, I would hope and think that they're going to want money, and more than they've gotten in the past. And no, to the best of my knowledge, Chewy, they cannot do anything until the CBA is up in 2030. So it is what it is right now. There is the 17th game that was negotiated into the last CBA. And the next time to do that would be at the next CBA. We're 2030, you said? So yeah. We are 6 years away. They'll have to start lobbying for that in the next 2-3 years.
Would it be fair, Adam, would it be fair to ask for grass fields across the board?
Yeah, but here's the thing. Here's what I would not want to see the players do. Like in the last or one of the last, not this past CBA, but the one before that, you know, a big thing to them was getting more time off.
Yeah.
And I think that's great. Do you think that costs the owners anything? Like, do you think that they care about giving up some time off in the end? Like, they held on to that, like this huge bargaining chip. And I think it's great that the players wanted and got that. That's, you know, that's your union fighting for you, as it should. But to not have that fully translate economically and financially, negotiations ultimately about money, mm-hmm. not time off, not grass fields. The grass fields should be put in because it's the right thing to do, period. Like, that shouldn't even have to be negotiated. That should just be a given.
I agree. The union sucks.
Well, Adam's like, whoa.
Yeah. I wouldn't say that, but again, the grass field.
What are you trying to do to our guy, Chew?
I don't know.
Grass fields should just be put in, period. Like, that's how it should be, because that's the right thing to do. Maybe I'm living in a naive world, I guess. I probably am.
Adam, one of the other rumblings kind of coming out of the combine in terms of play on the field, kickoff rule, that it seems like the NFL was not happy with some of the changes they've made because they were hoping that they would make kickoff safer. Well, they have, because they've made the kickoff basically non-existent with the lack of returns. Special teams coordinators now getting together to try to come up with a rule to propose, because we have owner meetings coming up at the end of the month. Do you ultimately think there's going to be a change in the kickoff rule?
Yeah, I do. I do. In fact, I played phone tag with somebody that was involved in that. And then the combine started happening and things in life and whatnot. And so all I could tell you is, yes, I believe that they're going to be looking to amend the kickoff and to make it more a part of the game while they try to make it safer, if that's even possible to do, because it's an inherently unsafe play. But I do know that they are reviewing options. I do know they're going to be addressing it. And I do think that there will be changes for the 2024 season, though I can't tell you what they are because, again, I played phone tag with a guy.
Adam, why are so many guys skipping combine workouts? At some point, I thought you really needed to go out there and show your merit or show your worth. Yeah. And it seems like that has kind of started to fade. Is it because guys are so convinced that what they have on film is enough to win these guys over? Do they want the friendly clock at their own pro days? What are you hearing in your circles about why so many guys are choosing to skip these workouts?
Well, what's interesting to me is that guys have always skipped workouts. That's not unusual. This year, we had guys that didn't even measure, like Jaden Daniels and Malik. Like, I've never heard that. That I've never heard. Like, what? You're hiding that? Like, you know, Kyler Murray wouldn't have gotten his height taken when he was going through, or like that? That's crazy to me. And even like Caleb Williams, you know, declined to take the physical. Now the combine, ultimately, the reason it was held in, the reason it was first started, it was more for the medicals than it was for the workouts, so that they could get all the medicals on these young men and every team could have access to it. And rather than Chewy flying to 32 different cities to do 32 different physicals, you know, with 32 different thumbs in places he doesn't want it, right? Then it's just easier to do it one time, right? And Caleb Williams declined to do that this year. Like, I'm sure he thinks, well, I'm going to the Bears. I only have to do one. I'll do it when I go visit with them. But what if they decide, you know what, you know, we're getting a huge package. What if a team decides it wants to trade up? Like, now they got to go get a physical. Like, you're there. Just do the physical. Like, I don't get that. What are we hiding on the measurements? Like, Jaden Daniels, I mean, he's got nothing to hide in his height or weight. Like, what is that about? I don't get that. So I got no problem with the guy not working out. He wants to wait for his pro day. He wants to do it on his own home field. that's gone on through time. But this was the first time I ever heard guys saying, yeah, I'm not getting be measured and weighed. You know, I'm not doing that. I'm not taking any medical exams. Like that I hadn't heard before.
Adam, any updates on Kirk Cousins or Justin Fields?
The Bears traded Justin Fields last night. You didn't hear?
What? It's not.
You didn't hear that?
No.
No? Well, then right here. I'm joking. I'm
Jeez, I would have believed you. You're Adam Schefter.
I was wondering how long Schefter could keep it going. I was wondering how long.
A pretty good job.
And caught Jen, too.
I looked over to see if he was smirking at all on the video feed.
In this day and age, there's no way that would happen. Second it happens, there's alerts everywhere.
Yeah, very good point.
Right?
Shefty,
I didn't answer the question there, Jen. Justin Fields, like, I still think they'll look to move him. I just don't think that the market has moved as quickly as everybody thought and hoped it would. Kirk Cousins, look, it's March 6th, is it? He hasn't re-signed with Minnesota yet. Free agency basically starts Monday. So he's going to free agency, it looks like, unless they land a deal here in the 11th hour, 24th hour. What hour would it be if they land a deal here coming up before? Is it the 11th hour, the 12th hour, the 24th hour, whatever hour it is?
23rd hour, yeah.
23rd hour.
It's sweet that you think we would be an expert in anything.
We don't do math on this show.
Yeah, numbers. Once numbers get involved, we back away from the table.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm asking this group that actually bought my Justin Fields trade report about what hour.
We didn't bought it. We just sort of...
You thought about renting it.
We did think about renting it.
Shefty, has your wife ever taken away your Amazon privileges? Because our big guy had his privileges revoked earlier this week.
What did he do? What did he order? He went overboard?
Prices of things. I just don't. I don't know. That's just like I said, numbers. I don't know. You said 23.11. I'm out.
I don't think I've ever had my Amazon privileges. We got mad at my daughter. You know, like we got mad at her. She's done some things like that.
So she's deserved to be. She's had her privileges revoked. So what you're telling me is Chewie's basically a child.
You're just like his 15-year-old daughters. Pretty much what I'm taking away from this.
Yeah, I think that there must be some connection we can draw there between Chewie and my ninth grader.
Last thing I have for you this morning, Shefty, did you send me some toothbrushes? Somebody sent me 100 toothbrushes after we talked about last week that I forgot to brush my teeth before the show. They didn't put a name on it. So I was just wondering if maybe you were the generous donor of 100 pre-pasted disposable toothbrushes, by the way.
You know what? I'm really sorry that I didn't think of that, but I'll certainly be happy to take the credit for sending them to you.
I'm just going to keep asking everyone if I meet somebody, hey, do you send me toothbrushes? Hey, do you send me toothbrushes? Hey, do you send me toothbrushes? Adam, we appreciate you hanging out with us this morning. Always a pleasure. Things are starting to heat up, and we will soon know within the next few weeks, you said 50 days until the NFL draft, how the Packers roster will be constructed. Thanks for hanging out with us. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you.
Your total experience is at the Island Resort and Casino. It includes two championship golf courses, which, trust me, you're going to enjoy. I've gone up there the last couple of years. Love the championship golf courses they have at the Island Resort and Casino. Stay and play packages are available. Book early to guarantee choice dates. For complete information, visit islandresortgolf.com today.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
I just figured if I got the yellow ones from Mexico, I could slip those in without her. Did you know the Viagra in Mexico is yellow?
Had no idea.
Yeah.
Wait, can you just paint it? You just drop it in a little food coloring?
You probably
call
could,
it
like
egg?
An egg? I'm going to try that.
Easter has a new meaning in the Chamorro household.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Ewald makes it easy. It's a promise they made in 1964 and continues now 60 years later. Making car buying easy for families across southeast Wisconsin. Celebrate Ewald's 60th anniversary with special savings on over 13. 1,300 vehicles. That's right, 1,300 vehicles. Stop by the easy, shop the easy way with the lowest prices guaranteed. Plus, you're backed by Ewald's exclusive 20-year, 200,000-mile warranty. So hurry in now for Ewald's 60th anniversary sale. It all starts at EwaldAuto.com.
We got an email yesterday here at Good Karma Brands telling us that we had a new teammate. A new colleague, if you will. Not a collie, though.
Was that a...
It wasn't a joke. I just heard it.
Dog pun? Like,
it's a dog. We got a dog.
Yeah, we're going to have an office dog, the chief love officer.
What?
The CLO of GKB.
How do you feel about the CLO, Chew?
Does it shed?
I mean, probably. It's a golden dog. It's a golden retriever. She's a golden retriever. Sophie is the pup's name.
Who has been delegated to clean up after the dog? Because dogs tend to make messes every now and then. Silence.
That's a mystery.
That's the only thing I know for sure, Chew. It ain't me.
Are you sure, Gabe?
Yeah.
Lots of stuff, buddy.
You get an email later today.
It's put on your desk that you don't agree to.
The special assistant to the CLO.
Exactly. All of a sudden, you're going to be walking Sophie out there in the park that's just across from the parking structure.
You know, I famously don't read emails, so I just read the headlines of it.
Yeah.
I thought Craig and Kelly had another kid. That we didn't know about.
Well, it does say new teammate, and it does say Sophie's name. And yes, that I can understand why you did that. If you scroll down, though, there's a picture of the golden retriever, so that might have put those suspicions to rest. when you said, I famously don't read email, I thought you were going to say, I famously don't like dogs. You are on this show on the record as not enjoying the pups.
I've come around.
What?
Well,
this is breaking
news.
Don't
say the dog's name, please. The one that you have
Josh,
at your house.
He knows.
Yeah, so, yeah. I mean, I guess you weren't here that day when we discovered that Chewy is slowly becoming a dog person, trying to convince Angie to get a dog.
We what? Had
Adam Schefter come up with dog names for Chewy.
What?
Yeah.
Dog names for Chewy?
Yeah.
So
does Chewy not work?
Well, I mean...
My son and his girlfriend of, I think, 2 years have a dog. And they like to use the house when we're gone. And I saw Esbird running around the backyard, which I named the dog, which they don't like because it gets confused.
Yeah,
I
mean,
but
said that one on the air, too.
No, I didn't. Did I?
Yes. Chewy.
Sorry. So I've come around, you know. I was a little skittish at first until the dog would come up onto the couch and then drape itself over my shoulders like a scarf. And I'm warming up to it.
Okay, but hold on.
Esbird melted Chewie's heart.
If I remember, Esbird, if I remember the story, I thought the reason you guys were anti-dog was because your wife had been bit by a dog when she was a child. Is she coming around to Esbird?
Not as quickly as I am, but she has. I still don't know if I could have a dog because they still do. I mean, the whole thing with the baggy thing just grosses the ever-living daylights out of me.
Yeah, that's just
I
part
wouldn't
I wanted
do
a
that
dog.
For my kids.
And well, you didn't. We heard
famously changed one diaper.
That's enough.
Doesn't that gross you out?
I think you get used to it.
Nah, there's no getting used to that.
It does gross me out. It's now just force of habit. I always squeamish about that, but now I have to do it 3 times a day sometimes, so you just get over it.
Do you double bag?
No.
I've double bagged.
And then he throws it in the trash, Jen, which I have a problem with.
Yeah, we've talked about this. I told you, I'll be walking. You know what? Never mind. I'm working my way out of the doghouse, proverbial. Not going to go down that route again.
Are you a dog person?
New year, new me. Am I a dog person?
Yeah.
I love dogs, just not the one I own. Other dogs? Fantastic. The one we have? Esbird.
Gabe, the homeowner, are you going to get a dog?
I fully expect When I return to Vegas next week, my wife will have gotten a dog.
What? When you return from Vegas?
Correct, yes. It feels like that's the only thing that's prevented her from getting a dog to this point is that I'm going to be gone for 4 days.
So when you're back...
Correct.
And you can tag team...
Yeah, well, because I can be home more in the middle of the day than she can.
Puppy?
I'm pushing against puppy.
Don't do it, puppy. I've lost two months of my life.
I sent this to Josh yesterday. She's texting me during the show yesterday because she's at work looking at dogs.
Yeah. How about the other day when Chewy said something to Joshy about get a life and Chew go, I can't, I have a dog.
Is there a rent a dog? I think that's a great idea.
We've talked other about
you can
before.
You can foster a puppy.
Nah, just rent it. Like, don't want it this weekend. I think that's a great idea.
You don't think it's emotionally abusive at all? Jen gave it to her, Rose, on this.